The Bible has plenty to say about time. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." To walk circumspectly means to live wisely, morally, and cautiously. Christian life should be one of simplicity, faith, and praise. As Christians, our obedience to God's commandments ought to be evident in our behavior and relationship. That includes how we use our time. There are other verses that encourage us to use our time wisely. Colossians 4, 5 says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." How do you manage your time? Today, we are going to talk about time management and how to use our time wisely. I'm going to give you some practical tips on how you can make the most of your time. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Today, I want to introduce you to a time management tool, I guess you would call it, or a method. This is something that I have used over the past 90 days, and I want to share it with you and tell you the results that I received from it. So you may or may not have heard of the book called The 12-Week Year. The 12-week year presents an approach to goal setting and productivity that challenges the traditional annual planning cycle. The authors are Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. So today I want to specifically talk to you about what is the 12-week year, the benefits of the 12-week year, how to implement the 12-week year, and some key takeaways from this method. If you have been listening to me for a while, you know that I have something called the Christian Work From Home Mom Roadmap. And the second stop on that roadmap is to follow the path. And that includes following something for 90 days. So when I came up with that roadmap, I had forgotten all about the 12-week year, but I did read this book a while back. And once I completed my 90 days recording my podcast, I wanted to talk about my results, and it jogged my memory about the 12-week year. So if you do the math, 12 weeks is 84 days, which is very close to 90 days. And I started on January 16th when I launched my podcast. And over the past 12 weeks, I have recorded 26 episodes. This is episode number 27. And I just want to tell you some unexpected results and what that meant for me. When I started on January 16th, if you've listened to my other podcasts, you know this was my second attempt at a podcast. I had done a strictly faith-based podcast. I did about 3 episodes. And then after working with my life coach, I realized that my heartfelt concern was helping moms like you find work-from-home opportunities so you could stay home with your children. So I shifted the focus of my podcast, and now you're hearing the results of that shift. I did some math, and my goal was to record 3 podcast episodes a week for 90 days, basically. I got through the first couple of weeks, and I realized that 3 episodes a week was really just outside my bandwidth with everything that I have going on in my life. So I cut it back to 2 episodes a week, and that seemed to work for me while I was building my podcast. I am going down to 1 episode a week now that I have some coaching clients. I want to be able to give my clients more time. So I will still be doing 1 episode a week. One of the unexpected benefits that I got from sticking to these 90 days is that I reached 1,000 downloads on my podcast, which if you're a podcaster, you know, that's like the first milestone of podcasting is getting 1,000 downloads. And it was really interesting. I got them all around the world, mostly in the United States and Canada, but I was number 6 in the career podcast in Fiji, which I found amazing. And there were times during this 90 days that I wanted to give up on my podcast, but I had set the goal to do it for 90 days and then reevaluate at the end. And by doing it this way, giving myself a short time period of 90 days, I was able to stick with it. Because when I wanted to give up, I'm like, okay, I only have 2 more weeks, or I only have 4 more weeks, depending on when it was. And once I started to get some momentum and receive those 1,000 downloads, it really encouraged me to keep going. So this isn't like I'm going to end the podcast. I'm going to keep going for another 90 days and beyond. So I want to talk to you about, first of all, what is the 12-week year? And basically it is, instead of setting annual goals, the book proposes breaking down your goals into 12-week periods. This creates a sense of urgency and focus. And this approach also aligns better with how the human brain functions and leverages the power of short-term targets. And the book goes into the research and why that's the reason, but for this podcast, we don't need to go into that. You can get the book and read that. So now let's talk about some of the benefits of the using the 12-week method or the 90-day method. The first benefit is that it enhances your focus and accountability. This shorter time frame leads to increased focus on your goals. After 90 days, there's a regular review period that promotes accountability and keeps you going. Also, you set clear priorities that result in better use of your time and resources. The second benefit of the 90 days is that you can be adaptable and flexible. Listen, I know that most of you are moms that listen to this podcast, and I know that things come up. Child gets sick, or there's something going on with their school, whatever it is, but things don't exactly go as planned. This method gives you the ability to pivot and adjust goals based on your changing circumstances, and it offers flexibility in planning that allows you for better response of unexpected events. The third benefit is mindset benefits. By only focusing on 90 days, it reduces the overwhelm due to the shorter planning cycle. You don't have to think about a whole year or even 6 months. You're only thinking about 90 days. It also increases your motivation because you're seeing progress more frequently, and it boosts your confidence as your goals are consistently achieved over these 90 days. The next benefit is sustainability and long-term success. I've talked about in my scripture writing episodes about habit formation, and each month we're doing some habit stacking. So the first month was just to write the verse. That was February. And then in March, we added reading a chapter of the Bible. And then now here we are in April, and we added writing down 5 things that you're thankful for. And you guessed it, in May, we're going to add another habit. By doing 90-day cycles, habit formation is easier with the shorter time frame. Also, you build momentum from achieving short-term goals that carry over into future periods. It's also a sustainable approach to goal setting and achievement, which leads to long-term success. So next, let's talk about how do you implement this 90-day cycle or the 12-week year. So the first step is to set clear goals. You define specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. These are also known as SMART goals. Each letter in the word SMART stands for one of these words. So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. You have probably heard of SMART goals in the past. It's probably not new information for you. Once you've set your clear goals, your SMART goals, then you're going to create a compelling vision. You're going to connect the goals to a compelling vision to maintain motivation and focus. It's important to have a vision. The book emphasizes the significance of aligning your goals with your compelling vision to stay motivated and focused through the 90-day period. So for example, when we go back and we talk about goals, with my podcast, I had no control over how many people downloaded my podcast, but if I stayed consistent, I knew that my downloads were going to continually increase. My compelling vision for my podcast was to be consistent with it. That was my vision. I sometimes struggle with consistency, so that was my goal of being consistent with my podcast for 90 days. And the measurement was 30 episodes within 90 days. So that was the measurable goal, and the time bound was the 90 days. I didn't meet that goal specifically, but I was very close. I did 26 episodes in 90 days. So the next step in doing this 90 days is to execute consistently. That means establishing a weekly planning routine Take consistent actions towards your goals. Execution is the key. The author stresses that execution is the most critical aspect of goal achievement. In the book, they provide strategies for effective execution, including weekly planning, prioritization, and consistent action. Now, for me specifically, at the beginning of the week, either on Sunday evening or Monday morning, I wrote down what my goals were for the week. And then every day I wrote down the steps that I needed to do to meet those goals. And that worked really well for me. Okay, the next step is to stay accountable. Accountability also plays a vital role in this 90-day system. The book encourages individuals to establish accountability structures such as accountability partners or teams to ensure commitment and progress. Additionally, tracking progress through metrics and key performance indicators, also known as KPIs, helps in staying on course and making necessary adjustments. Okay, I just want to pause here and say that one of the keys to me being successful with reaching my goal and staying consistent with my podcast was the Unique Calling Mentorship. In that mentorship, there is a Facebook group, and each week we get together and we list the goals that we have for the week on Monday, and then on Friday, we tabulate how many of those goals that we reached. So that for me was accountability, because I didn't want to be coming back into the group Friday saying I was going to record 2 podcasts on Monday and then on Friday not having done it. So the accountability of the Unique Calling Mentorship is key. During the month of April, we are offering 50% off the mentorship, and it's not just the Facebook group. It is also a team of 5 coaches that you can set up appointments with and be coached one-on-one. And these coaches can help you set your goals and keep you accountable to reach them. Not only that, there is a portal that has many trainings, one of them being goal setting. So if you are interested in the Unique Calling Mentorship, there will be a link in the show notes, and through April 30th, it is now 50% off. That is $47 per month. As long as you're a continuous member, that price will never change. And then after April 30th, we are shutting down the membership, and it will not reopen again until July 1st, and it will probably open up at a higher price. So if you have any interest, now is the time to sign up for the Unique Calling Mentorship. If you're not completely satisfied after the first 7 days, you can ask for a full refund. All right, back to the steps of the 12-week year. Okay, so we just talked about staying accountable. The next one is to focus on the activities that drive results. If you have been in an online business at all, you know that there are time stealers that do not necessarily move the needle forward. Social media. I am so guilty of this. I will sit and scroll social media rather than working on my podcast or working on building a training for the mentorship. Social media is just one of those things that is a time stealer. And as I talked about in the beginning of the episode, the Bible tells us that we are to use our time wisely. That is something I'm really working on, is to stop the scroll and get to work. So what are activities that drive results? For me, it was recording episodes of the podcast. That is how I find my people, and I help women to find meaningful work from home opportunities so that they can stay home with their children. So think about your own work from home endeavors. What are the activities that move the needle forward? Write those down and make a commitment to yourself to focus on those. Okay, the next thing is to celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins and learn from your setbacks. You should celebrate your achievements no matter how small, and use your setbacks as opportunities for growth and improvement. So for example, for me, the one way I celebrated my win was to take a week off from my podcast. So if you notice, I didn't record a podcast episode last week. On one hand, it was because I was celebrating my 1,000 downloads. On the other hand, there was somebody in my church that passed away unexpectedly. So we were helping with the funeral and things like that. And learn from your setbacks. One setback that I have found that I have consistently over the past 90 days is finding a quiet location and enough time to record my podcast. As you know, I live on a farm. I have 5 children. So I am just really busy, and there's always a lot of noise. And in fact, right now I am sitting in my haymow, which I have found to be quite a quiet place because of all the hay. So it kind of stops the echo of some other places that you may record a podcast. But you may hear birds and roosters from time to time. But finding a consistent, for me, one of my setbacks is to find a quiet place to record my podcast. And I'm still working on that. So overall, the book, The 12-Week Year, provides a practical and actionable framework for achieving significant results in a shorter time frame by fostering focus, execution, and accountability. It is a must-read for anyone looking to maximize their productivity and accomplish their goals more effectively. That is also why I use on the Christian Work From Home Mom Roadmap, Follow Your Path Step 90 Days, because that gives you a good idea. Even though you may want to give up on something that you're trying to earn money from home, give it 90 days. Maybe at the end of 90 days, you'll find that actually it was worth the time because you did not give up after 30 days. I really just encourage you to choose something that you want to earn money from home and then stick with it for 90 days. And evaluate that after 90 days to see if you want to keep going. And if you need help with that step, I would be happy to get onto a discovery call with you, or I would love to see you over in the mentorship program, and I would be happy to help you find your uniqueness so you know which path to follow. So in this podcast, we talked about what is the 12-week year, benefits of the 12-week year, how to implement the 12-week year, and some of the key takeaways. This episode was to help you to use your time wisely by focusing on short time periods of 90 days to achieve your goals. I want to invite you over to the mentorship program where you can find accountability that will really help you propel your work from home journey. Remember that it is 50% off until April 30th. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or reach out to me on social media. I'd be happy to answer those questions for you. Some of the other things that you could expect in the mentorship program is engaging discussions where we will dive into meaningful conversations with fellow Christians. You can ask questions, share insights, and connect with others on a similar path. There are also workshop and goal setting calls. Workshops will be posted in the portal as they are created. There are goal setting calls that will take place over Zoom and will be held the first Monday of every month. I've already mentioned the accountability. Every Monday, you'll declare your goals, and on Friday, you'll share your achievements and challenges. This accountability loop is here to support you on your journey. There will be active challenges. You can participate in exciting challenges that will stretch and strengthen your faith and personal development muscles. There's also laser coaching. To me, this is the biggest benefit of the mentorship program. You can fill out a form and jump on a call with one of our coaches. So just remember, enrollment closes at the end of April. You do not want to miss this opportunity to invest in yourself and your future. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Until next time, follow the path that God has set before you while focusing on your faith and family. See you next time. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you can get weekly coaching from a certified life coach. The mentorship has a team of coaches who specialize in so many areas. Whether you need help starting or continuing your work from home journey, or you need help with confidence and boundaries, maybe you're struggling to find your calling. We have a team of coaches to help you with all of those areas plus more. This may be exactly what you are looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We can't wait for you to join us inside. There is a link in the show notes for more details. Finally, don't forget to take your quiz to discover your work-from-home personality. The link is also in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode, but until then, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.